While Hollywood might make you think otherwise, under 1% of the 16,000 murder victims in the United States in 2015 died at the hands of a serial killer. That's why authorities didn't immediately recognize that one was preying on women in North Jersey last year. Though last February, authorities announced that they'd arrested Khalil Wheeler Weaver for three murders, as well as a kidnapping and sexual assault in which a fourth victim survived. They say a 19-year-old Philadelphia woman was Wheeler Weaver's first victim. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo talked with her family.
When Robin West first disappeared last fall, her family didn't immediately panic. Although she'd had a troubled childhood, she was a grown woman about to celebrate her 20th birthday. Still, after a week, they reported her missing. After 2 weeks,
her mom called me and said, oh, they found Robin.
That's Robin's father, Leroy West.
I immediately got excited. I said, well, let's put some gas in the car. Let's go get her. And she said, no, they found her body.
Investigators would soon tell Robin's parents that she had been working in the sex industry and that she was the first of four victims of a serial killer. Her cousin, Zena Mason, says the news was almost too much to bear.
It's just hard because she was such a good person and she was really, really loving. And that's a problem in this world because people take advantage of that. And just too trusting. Too trusting. And it's just sad, but it's a good thing that she can't get hurt anymore.
The man accused of killing Robin, Wheeler Weaver, seemed like a surprising candidate for a serial killer. He comes from a family of cops, and he worked as a grocery store security guard. Robin's father is in law enforcement, too. He's a police officer at Frankfort High School. He also recently became a minister. But while he counsels his congregation to forgive, he finds that advice hard to follow himself.
Been in the church all my life, love the Lord. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet because you took something from me that was very precious. And I'm just not there. And, you know, I'll never see her graduate. I'll never see her walk down the aisle. I'll never see her have a child. It's gone. The only thing I have is memories and a cross that I wear on my neck with her ashes in it. That's all I got.
The family still has lots of questions, like whether Robin went willingly with Wheeler Weaver or if he snatched her. They won't get answers for a while. Wheeler Weaver's trial isn't expected until at least fall of 2018. In the meantime, Robin's mother, Anita Mason, likes to play a Facebook video Robin recorded of herself singing a hymn. Robin was deeply troubled. As a teenager, she struggled in school and never graduated high school. She sometimes ran away, and her family suspects she had undiagnosed mental health problems. But Robin always returned to the church, where she often sang in the choir. And it's the church that brings Mason comfort now, as she awaits justice for her daughter.
And I asked God just to keep and protect Robin. And in that keeping and protecting her, part of it was calling her home. So that's where I'm at peace.
Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.